hasn't been that long since you were on previously talking about your first ever win at national level, first overall win in any rally, David, that was in Mayo. And here we are now, just days after you taking victory in the Circuit of Ireland, winning by, 0.5 of a second from Josh Moffat. You've had a couple of days now to digest that victory, first ever tarmac championship win. It's a nice one to get, David. It's a nice one to kick it off and to get your first tarmac one in.
No, definitely. Look, we're over the moon, and Paul, it did take a few days for it to sink in. And look, no, just really over the moon. It wasn't an easy event. And I suppose we just got off to a good start, and we had good momentum, and we were fit to carry through to the end. And look, it was just over the moon, to be honest, and hopefully we can keep the momentum going out the rest of the year.
Yeah. These wet conditions seem to suit you, because if I cast my mind back to the start of March, it was a similar situation in Mayo, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was actually a similar situation, and I suppose it's just maybe conditions that we're comfortable enough in. We don't mind the car moving around a bit, you know, and I suppose it's just, but it's a very fine balance between overcooking it in them conditions. You can get an overshoot or you can get a spin very easily, like, and sometimes you're wondering, is, are we going to get stopped at all? You're coming down maybe a big straight at high speed. But no, look, it was good, and the conditions did suit us at the weekend, and very comfortable in the car in them conditions. So, no, that's positive.
Yeah, you moved obviously from the Polo to the Fabia this year, and there seems to be something with you and the Fabia. As you say, you're more comfortable in it. But it's a car that seems to suit your style.
Yeah, no, definitely. Look, it's probably not very dissimilar to the Polo in certain ways, which we had a good enough rhythm in the Polo as well. Just has a more powerful engine, and I suppose just a lot more developed. But no, definitely, look, it's working for us. And look, we're not just fully there with it yet either, to be honest. I think there's definitely more potential in the car. So we're just going to keep on tweaking it as we go here and get more and more comfortable with it.
Yeah. One thing about rallying is you have to manage the situations, and you managed the rally very, very well. But it was the way that you managed the closing stages was exceptional, David, when the pressure came on from Josh Moffat. What was it? Just under 5 seconds was the advantage that you had going into the last. So you knew what was coming. But the way you managed that situation, David, was very, very impressive to hold on there at the end. And it's another big learning curve for you.
No, definitely. Martin, it was probably something that we did think about throughout the day on Saturday was, you know, we were got ourselves into that situation where we were leading the rally, and look, it was we did have a good run up until that point, and then it was we need to hold on to this now. But I suppose it wasn't very easy to keep it, and as you said yourself, we were very small margins to Josh Moffat, and everybody knows what Josh Moffat's capabilities is. He's, you know, one of the best drivers in the country, like, and he's a lot of experience, and he's been in them situations a good few more times than I have been, and that was in the back of my head too, and I knew he could turn it on when he had to. But look, we just managed as best we could, and I kind of said to Shane, I said, look, if we don't get to the end here, we're definitely not going to win. So we needed, it was a balancing act between not going too slow and not trying too hard, you know. So no, look, it worked out for us in the end.
Yeah, it's been a long time since a Donegal driver won the Circuit of Ireland.
I think I wasn't fully up to the history until Saturday, to be honest, but I don't think there's ever been a Donegal winner. I think we're the first first Donegal crew to win it. So look, over the moon, really, like, and it was just it's a big achievement, and took a bit of time for it to set in, but we're definitely one we won't forget anytime soon.
Yeah, Mayo was obviously big for you, but this is bigger. Like, this is the Circuit of Ireland. So it is. There's some big names that are on that trophy on the winners list from previous years, David.
Yeah, you know, definitely. And I suppose to add our name to that list is special. And Mayo was great to get the first win. And to be honest, I do think that probably getting the win in Mayo probably helped me a wee bit on Saturday to not have that pressure of we're leading the Circuit of Ireland and we have to win the rally, and it's our first rally win. You know, it was probably had that monkey off our back of having the first win, which is probably a bit of a help, you know. But yeah. No, definitely special to get it, and like, it's great for the team. You know, I have a great team behind me, and without them it wouldn't be possible, Austin, you know. And it's as much good for them as it is for me, to be honest.
Yeah, and obviously Shane back, and this is your first one with Shane. You won Mayo with Paddy McCrudden, so you did, but Shane was back in the Navigator's seat, so it's huge for the confidence between you guys in the car.
Yeah, no, definitely. And look, Shane did a top job all weekend. He, you know, he always puts his best foot forward, and you know, there was no stone left unturned from when we started the recce till we got to the over that finish line on Saturday afternoon. So now, look, fair play to Shane. And look, as you said, it's great for us to have that win under our belt now together so we can move on from that.
Yeah. So are you thinking about championship now? Because you're third in the standings, 8 points off Josh Moffat. You're just one off second place Callum Devine. There's three events done of the rounds in the Irish Tarmac Series. Is there something you're thinking about, David?
Oh, definitely. Look, we were kind of close enough to a podium position on the championship over the last 2 years, and maybe just didn't miss a few events and didn't finish it out. But now this year, definitely, we've probably made a stronger start than other years. We're competing also in the national championship, so we're probably going to put our eyes onto the Tarmac Championship now and pick the national rounds that suit for a shakedown for the Tarmac Championship rally. So we have Monaghan this weekend, which we'll just use as a bit of a test for Killarney in 3 weeks' time, and hopefully we can get more speed built up, and hopefully maybe get some dry conditions to get another bit of testing in the dry in the car.
Yeah, what are you expecting of Monaghan this weekend? That's always a good event, so it is, David. It's always challenging, but there's something about the roads in Monaghan that make it a lot more exciting.
Yeah, no, look, Monaghan will be a great event, and you couldn't underestimate the speed of the guys down there. I'm sure Josh Moffat's going to have a target on my back from his unfinished business on Saturday, like, so I don't think I'm going to drop my head if I come off the first or second stage, and Josh and potentially even Sam will be very fast down there, and there's loads of fast guys. Like, our aim this weekend is to go get a clean run and get some good valuable seat time in the car, and as I said, we're kind of hoping for it to be dry to get more seat time in the dry for Killarney. So we're going to use it this weekend as a good shakedown for Killarney.
Yeah. And then after Killarney in the Tarmac Series, obviously comes Donegal. Regulations were actually out this week, and we've seen that there's going to be a change to the format slightly. They're not going to any show on the Friday. By all accounts, it seems to be they're heading in the direction of Gedore, because the stages have been named, and then there's a couple of the usual big hitting stages that are in there as well. But obviously, the way the year's going for you, you have to be thinking about Donegal, David.
Oh, definitely. I suppose being Donegal, man, at all our rallying, nearly, you know, it all circles around getting ready for Donegal, and there's always a big push up to Donegal. So look, we just have to keep the momentum going and do our best, and look, definitely we'll be trying to make a good stab at Donegal this year.
Okay, you got podiums the last 2 years. I'm going to put you on the spot now. So David, podiums for the last 2 years, finishing in third position, but now you've got wins under your belt. Is a win in Donegal achievable for you?
So with Donegal being such a long event and such a marathon event, and look, we have seen in the past, over the last 2 years, we've been thereabouts, and you know, we have had the speed to put in the stage time. So look, we'll definitely be going at it from the word go, and I don't think that anything's unachievable, to be honest, at this stage.
Okay, well, there's lots of rallying to take place between now and Donegal. The best of luck to you and Shane in Monaghan this weekend, and once again, many congratulations on your first Tarmac success. Well done, David.
Thanks, Sachin.